Have a tree question and you're stumped? We're out in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And today's theme has been pruning. We've talked about different methods, especially for shrubs, and correcting the horrible gumdrop. I don't know who first did that, or worse, the person that said, "That's awesome, I want to do that in my yard." Where that started, how it caught on, is beyond me. John, what is, aside from that, you've got two common mistakes y'all run into frequently. And go ahead and hit your mic.
Gotcha. Yeah, we see a lot of those common mistakes. And unfortunately, it's because people see them happening in their yard, in their neighborhood, and down the street and at the parks and along the city streets. And they just duplicate what they see. And unfortunately, those kind of habits die hard. And the two worst pruning mistakes, one we touched on earlier, is topping trees, is really the worst thing you can do to your shrubs or your trees. That is to cut branches at an arbitrary location without reference to any side branches. And what that does is, when you make that heading cut, we call it, is you have a flush of disorganized, ugly, vigorous growth that comes out of that. We call it a witch's broom of ugly growth that comes out of those, the ends of each of those cuts. And it becomes a management headache. All of a sudden, where you had one sprout, now you've got three or four out of each one of those cuts you've made. And with a shrub, when you do that with a hedge trimmer, you essentially, if you sweep a hedge trimmer over the top of a shrub and make 100 little cuts, the next, when it regrows, you have 200 or 300 little sprouts instead of 100. And that immediately creates what we call a foliage shell. It blocks the sun to the interior and starts destroying the natural growth habit of the tree. All the growth below there dies back, and you have this kind of ugly, little shaped tree or plant. The same thing happens with trees, though. You see people top their trees, and then you have this big ugly witch's broom emerges, and it becomes a management headache. We discourage that. Secondly, lion tailing is the second worst pruning mistake. Lion tailing is the unacceptable pruning practice of removing an excessive number of the lower interior branches on a tree, primarily in the bottom two-thirds of the height of the small trees, and even in our larger trees. So it creates these long, leggy branches that look like lion's tails, and then this heavy accumulation of foliage out in the outer third of the tree. So you have all these long branches with this lion tail of heavy foliage out on the ends. This is wrong for so many reasons. One, it causes the interior of the tree to be exposed to sun damage. The wind does blow through the bottoms of the trees. A lot of times people are arguing that it makes the tree safer to do this. But what happens is the force of the wind is collected unevenly out at the ends of the branches. The branches start flagging in the wind. We often get midline breaks. And the third reason why lion tailing is hard on trees is those smaller branches that used to be attached to those lower parts of the tree, those smaller branches were photosynthesizing and carrying sugars and starches back to their points of attachment. And they were helping their parent branch to develop caliper, to get larger in diameter. I'll say that again. The smaller branches that used to be on the inside of those trees, those little sprouts that you are always constantly taking out of your desert trees, they have a vital role of photosynthesizing and carrying sugars and starches back to their parent branch and helping those main stems get larger in diameter to support the increasing end weight as the tree matures. So we highly discourage taking out all those interior branches. Leave them in. They help the tree to get stronger. And once that's done, if you have a lion-tailed tree, we recommend just letting it go and grow, letting all that water sprout growth emerge from the center again. I know it looks ugly, but what you can do over the next year or two is start to thin out some of that growth, but leave in some branches that are growing in favorable directions. And over a period of a year or two, you can rebuild the architecture in the lower part of the tree. And we specialize in doing that. We inherit a lot of those lion-tailed trees, and we all actually teach how to do some of that restoration work in our pruning workshops.
And before we get to our next call real quick, and so we don't miss it this hour, how would somebody find a certified arborist in their area?
Well, we recommend going to the ISA website. It's isa-arbor.com, and you can put in your zip code and look for a certified arborist.
International Society of Arborists.
It's the International Society of Arboriculture. It's isa-arbor.com, and put in your zip code, and it will show you the certified arborist closest to you.
Let's talk to Beth in Tucson. Wants to talk about watering. Beth.
Thanks for taking the call. I have trees. I have a peach tree and a couple of citrus that are smack dab in the middle of my lawn. And so the sprinklers hit the trunks. Is that a problem? Should I paint them white?
You know, a little bit of a paint. It may be a little too late now because the salt in our water tends to dry on the trunks of trees that are in a lawn setting like that, and it can leave a little salt residue behind. And you might want to just go over them with some, I'm not sure what you could do to clean them even prior to painting, but it might be a good idea to put a little bit of paint on to keep that water off the trunk. But in time, it may not do enough damage to really be worth your efforts. If their trees are otherwise healthy and they're drying out between waterings, that's the most critical thing. I think you should be fine.
Everyone with a tree question on hold, hang tight. We'll talk to you off air at the top of the hour. John, if somebody wanted to talk to you and didn't get in today.
602-788-0005 or go to our website, itreeservice.com. That's the letter I, treeservice.com.